agencies or people watching us on the web, you'd be well served to follow an example like Philip, where he's a personality in his own right, but he also does something really interesting on his own, yet it's very much a part of helping to build the new tech brand. So I'd like to welcome Philip Nelson up to the stage. Called a personality before. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. What I'm going to be talking to you guys about, I'll start off with something that I heard Jeff Culver say that really kind of resonated with me. You know, Jeff has said that you never know how the next person you meet could change your life. And, you know, it's really interesting as you go throughout your day and you meet various people and, you know, everybody tries to prejudge, can this person help me? And it's really neat to go through it thinking you never know how this person can affect you. And so my talk today is about how, I'm not going to tell you yet. I was driving down the road in Texas, and this song comes on the radio. Don't play it yet. And this girl's voice just, you know, have you ever heard a song where it just, the minute you hear it, you love it? You know, that's how it was. The minute I heard this song, I loved this girl's voice. I was addicted. And if you would, go ahead and play that song. I said, I've got to find out what she really sings for, you know, does she have an album, who is she? So I started tracking her down. I contacted the Texas Lottery. I found out who their agency was. Then I found out who the recording studio that does their jingles. And then through that studio, I found out that the singer's name is Camille Cortinas out of Dallas, Texas. And the Dallas Observer has ranked her band one of the top folk bands in Dallas for like 3 years in a row. So I contacted her and I said, look, I'm not a stalker. Actually, I was quite stalking her, but, you know, I called her, I said, look, I know I'm not the only one that is obsessed with your sound and your voice, and so I interviewed her for my blog, and what was crazy is it became the most searched for thing on my blog. Who sings Texas Lottery Jingle? Lucky Day Singer? All these different combinations, including this guy contacts me that I went to high school with. He said, I went on the internet, I hadn't talked to him in 20 years, and we lost touch. I didn't even know if he was still alive. He contacted me and says, I heard this jingle. I searched on Google, who sings the Lucky Day jingle, and it was your blog, and so now we've reconnected. It's just so weird. So anyway, so you know, as Alan said, I work with everybody from MTV and Miss Universe pageant. I help do live streaming, and so I know some people, and I just said, what can I do to help this girl? There's nothing I want out of it. And so I contacted a show in Nashville called Music City Roots, which is done by some of the former Grand Ole Opry guys. And, you know, people like the Doobie Brothers are on the show, and Brandi Carlile, a lot of cool people. And I said, you've got to hear this girl. She needs to be on your show. And so he listens to the CD, and he called me. He goes, I'm in love with her as much as you are. This is great. We want her on the show. So there's two tracks to this weird story that I'm going to tell you. So that's one track. So Camille, I discovered her on the radio, on a Texas Lottery jingle, and then she plays on Music City Roots, and we've stayed friends. So the other track is, there's a guy that I work with in L.A. named Peter Himmelman. Peter Himmelman is a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, great, great songwriter, just a cool dude. So I'm working with him, and I'm helping him do some streaming video stuff, and one day he notices on my Facebook, I'm on the Facebook playing guitar trying to look cool, even if I really can't play, and he says, dude, you're a musician, why don't you sit in with me on the show? I'm like, all right. So I sang with him, I sang Evil Ways by Santana. And after that show, he was like, dude, I love your voice. Can you sing on my next album? So I'm like, dude, yeah. You know, his father was Bob Dylan, you know? So, I mean, this guy knows people. So Peter's like, so I go in the studio with Peter, and we record a song called Racing Off to Nowhere. And after we record it, he goes, I'm not putting it on my record. It's going on your record. I was like, what? You know, so I said, I don't write music. And he said, I'm going to teach you to write music. And so I was so stressful to me, I was about to go crazy. And so next time I was in L.A., he had said, write some chords, and then come back and we're going to go have lunch and talk about it. And so I showed up for lunch, and he says, hey, let's go in the studio. We're not going to lunch. This is a songwriting intervention. And he sits me down and says, play your chords. And I said, and I play my chords, and he goes, what's your first line? And I said, Peter, this is really hard to do. And he writes it down. He goes, look at what's your second line. That's not my first line. He goes, too late. We're moving on. He said, writing songs is, I'll have to be a little crude, but this is a quote. He said, it's like going to the bathroom. You just have to get it out of you. And he goes, once you've written your first song, it's all just going to flow. I was like, okay, Peter. So we wrote this song, and it really was not good. But I did it. And so then a switch flipped. And all of a sudden, I started writing music. And like the song I'm going to play for you guys in a minute, I wrote it in like 30 minutes. It just came to me, and I wrote it. And it was just real simple. It's nothing, you know, epic. But, you know, I wrote it. So I like it. And so does my wife. So that's all that matters. And my kids think I'm very cool. So, you know, so what happened after that is I just got excited. And I decided I'm going to do an album. And you know, I travel for a living, and I have all these adventures, and I work with all these cool people. So I just started writing some songs, and I created an album. I went to Kickstarter to fund it. And so I raised about $5,200 on Kickstarter. And Camille Cortinas, this is how she comes back into this story. It turns out her husband has a recording studio in Dallas. And he's one of the most prolific guitar players in Dallas. I mean, he's with 13 bands, plays at House of Blues, couple nights a month, you know, he's with everybody, opens for Reverend Gordon. He just really cool dude. And she said, we're just gonna charge you a very low fee per hour, no musician fees. So basically I made an entire album with Eric Neal and myself and a few musicians he recruited in his favors for under $5,200, including producing the CDs. So it was amazing. And you know, what am I gonna do with this? I don't know. I'm here to have a good time. I love music. And what's even cooler is a lady that's actually watching the webcast right now, her Twitter handle is Kerrville Chick. She does a festival in Kerrville called Kerrville's Fourth on the River. One of the top 50 guitarists of all time is a guy named Monty Montgomery. He's playing the festival on June 30th, and then the number one Texas country singer named Stoney LaRue is playing, and she was one of my Kickstarter backers. I met her through Jeff Pulver at a 140 conference. She hired me to play at that festival. So, you know, it's like I go from stressed out in Peter Himmelman's studio to, you know, playing in front of 3,000 or 4,000 people in a little less than a year. So it's kind of crazy. So it's really fun. And that helps me put the guitar on straight. That's how I'm out of it. This is crazy. All right, so this song was the first one this is the second one I wrote. And I just wanted to write something about traveling, and I wanted it to be really simple. And also, before I finish, I have CDs here. If anybody wants one, it's available on iTunes, but anybody here at 140, I've got a little table out there. Feel free to grab one and give me your feedback. One last thing I'll say about the album, it's country, I'll warn you. And I only sang the song three times. If I couldn't get the vocals in three times, so what? I want it to be more like a live show. So this song is called In Your Arms, I'm Home.
In your arms. inside you, talking about good times to come. Soon I'll see you again. 60 miles from San Antone. I don't like leaving you again. Few miles behind me, many more to go. In your arms, I'm home. There's no perfect place for me to be. No matter where we are, just as long as you're here with me. In your arms, I'm home.
There we go. That's my second song on the road. And I just want to thank Jeff Coble. For making this the opportunity available for me, it is really amazing. But really, you know, it's all about, you know, the people you meet that really pull you along in this crazy journey. And it's nice to meet you guys. If you want a CD, just let me know. Thanks a lot.
Officially invite up our musical director to the stage.